Thank you and good afternoon. Wildfires have continued to produce smoke in the skies of our region as fire crews continue to battle large-scale wildfires. Over 240 personnel are battling what is called the River Complex, which are 18 identified fires that have rapidly grown in the past several days. Over 3,700 acres of land has been scorched in the Six Rivers and Shasta Trinity National Forest. Evacuation procedures are still in effect for residents in the Denny and Hoboken areas. Meanwhile, two more large-scale wildfires are burning in the Shasta Trinity National Forest area as well. More than 1,000 personnel are battling the Fort Complex, which has burned over 25,000 acres in the Yolabali Forest up to the Trinity Alps. This morning, the Northern California Interagency Team assumed command of the South Complex, which has burned 9,800 acres of land in the Hayapam area as well. Both complexes are currently at 5% containment. More than 600 fire personnel continue to focus on structure defense in the Ruth Lake area, as they remain on scene containing seven lightning-caused fires. Called the Mad River Complex, the blaze has burned more than 13,000 acres of land and is only at 5% containment. Due to those fires, Highway 36 between the Mad River community and Forest Glen has been closed. The Humboldt Lightning Complex has burned over 2,600 acres of land and in the process has destroyed one residence and one outbuilding. Over 1,000 personnel are in the Alder Point and Blocksburg areas and have the series of fires at 15% containment. A temporary evacuation center has been set up by the Alder Point Volunteer Fire Department and 200 structures are currently threatened by the fires. Highway 36 from the county line to State Route 3 has been closed as well. In Lake County, over 2,300 crew members are continuing to battle the Rocky Fire, which is at 12% containment. The fire has burned over 60,000 acres of land, and 24 residents as well as 26 outbuildings have been destroyed. Mandatory evacuations have been issued in various areas near the fire, and CAL FIRE estimates that the fire should be contained by August 10th. On Saturday, a concerned neighbor called the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office after he observed what appeared to be a man and a woman deceased inside their residence on Navarro Ridge Road in Albion. Sheriff's deputies responded to the scene and gained entry to the residence. A 77-year-old woman was found dead while the other, an 80-year-old man, was suffering from life-threatening injuries. The man was flown to an out-of-county hospital for treatment. However, he would succumb to his injuries on Sunday. The investigation is currently ongoing by sheriff's deputies, but initial evidence gathered at the scene suggests the incident was a murder-suicide. The identification of the victims are being withheld pending contact with next of kin. The Rotary Club of Eureka officially announced today that Jay Bonner has been selected as the club's new president. Bonner has been with the Rotary Club since 1985, and he was selected by a committee of past presidents to take over the position in July. The president position was previously held by Greg Gardiner. Bonner is a Humboldt County native, and he said the following statement, "To me, helping the young kids in our community and giving them a chance to get started in life is very fulfilling." You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Eureka Police on Friday arrested a burglary suspect. Dan Squire has more.
Eureka Police responded to a report of a burglary in progress at a residence in the 2500 block of California Street late Friday night. The caller to 911 reported that the neighbor's house was being burglarized, and when police arrived, they initially established a perimeter. They could see the suspect, 31-year-old convicted felon Thomas Prince, moving through the house. Eventually, Prince became aware that officers were on scene and first tried to flee through a window where he was confronted by police and then through the front door where he met more officers. Prince eventually surrendered and was arrested and booked for burglary, being a felon in possession of a firearm and parole violations.
Thank you, Dan. More than 60 volunteers gathered at the banks of the Ill River and Fortuna over the weekend as large amounts of illegally dumped trash were removed from those areas. The two-day cleanup started on Friday and it was coordinated by Sean Swanson, the founder of the River Life Foundation. The cleanup resulted in nearly 4,000 pounds of illegally dumped trash being removed from the banks of Ill River and Fortuna. The trash was then taken to Ill River disposal and dumping fees were paid by Measure Z funding. The Arcata Fire Protection District received a $1 million grant from the Staffing for Adequate Fire and Emergency Response, which will span over 2 years. Arcata Fire is currently in the midst of a modernization program, and the funding will allow the district to hire 3 new firefighters for the Mad River Station that will enable the downtown station to be staffed by 3 full-time firefighters. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.